Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic. Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at encrypted data, unencrypted data, and where security controls such as data loss prevention come into play. This is a special after hours, end of day stuck in traffic. Usually I record these in the morning. Today is the first day of Converge Detroit. Converge Detroit being a conference I'm involved with. Converge Detroit being a conference that brings together developers and hackers and business folks to solve the problem that we all face. And it went well. So kudos to the volunteers, the speakers, the other organizers. All right, here's a tip for you. You need to decrypt information as it passes trust boundaries so that you can look at it for data loss prevention, right? Or look at it for any indication of malicious activity. Now, I say decrypt. I'm going to tell you there's an exception to that, which is fantastic and makes me happy. I will tell you the exception to that in a moment. For right now, I'm going to use the word decrypt. You send out all this encrypted data to your edge, your perimeter device, whatever it may be, and then you send it off, right, into the ether. No more will it be. Now, if it has a social security number, if it has a credit card number, if it has the word confidentiality, these types of indicators need to be scanned for in order to make sure that you're not leaking sensitive data, data loss prevention. So oftentimes what will happen is you have like an SSL decryptor, you're running through a DLP layer, then you're re-encrypted. Or in the case of encrypted files, such as PKware, you have an encrypted file, it gets to the edge, the security device itself has the ability to decrypt it using a key provisioned for the security devices and security teams. Then it's re-encrypted. Akamai, in case you're interested, does this all the time on their edge, which brings up a whole another discussion about SSL and where things are visible and it's not. However, the point is, you need visibility into that. Now, here's the one exception that makes me happy. The one exception that makes me happy is to realize that what you're doing is you're decrypting so that you can run a pattern match, right? Social security numbers look like social security numbers. There's a known format. Credit card numbers look like credit card numbers. There's a known format. Most DLP rules are looking for known formats. Therefore, in typical encryption where you've got nothing but ciphertext, you need to decrypt it in order to run that rule. The thing we don't like is doing that decryption because now we've exposed sensitive information. The one exception to when you need to decrypt it to do data loss prevention is file and format preserving encryption, FPE, format preserving encryption, encrypts the social security number, but you still have a number that looks like a social security number, and encrypts a credit card number, which still have a number that looks like a credit card number. This is amazing because when it hits your security device, you do not need to decrypt it. When it hits your security device, you run that DLP rule. When it hits your security device, DLP rule goes, ha, I matched the format. You're busted. You're not getting this file across my perimeter. So one of the benefits to using FPE is you don't need to use a decryptor to still run data loss prevention. Something to think about, something to know. What do you do on your edge? What are you doing to inspect traffic as it comes and goes across your boundary? Hit me up on social media, drop me a comment, and if you're in Detroit, please join me tomorrow for day 2 of the Converge Conference.